Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Aaron Gulbertson in for Michael Patrick Leahy. On our newsmaker line, which we're going to go straight to, we have Tennessee U.S. Senator Bill Hagerty. How are you doing this morning, sir?
Aaron, I'm doing great. Good to be with you this morning.
Appreciate you coming on. So I'm sure you're incredibly busy, so you didn't get to hear the three segments I did ranting about gas prices, but I know that they concern you, and as a U.S. senator, you have an insight on this. So what, I mean, can you give us an overview of what's going on in the country with this and what can be done, sir?
Aaron, gas prices should be a concern to every American. It's at the very root of this massive inflation that Biden has unleashed on America and, frankly, on the world. The war that he began to wage on the fossil fuel industry the day he came into office has had an unprecedented effect of doing a couple of things. One, it certainly raised the price of gas at the pump to an unprecedented level. I mean, this is the most pernicious tax that he could possibly impose upon America, which is this massive inflation. And again, at the heart of it is raising the cost of energy here in America. But these are global markets, Aaron. And so it's had an effect of raising the cost of energy and the price of energy all over the world. The second largest producer of energy in the world is Russia. Vladimir Putin has been the biggest benefactor of, biggest beneficiary of Joe Biden's backward-looking energy policies. And the result has been a massive windfall to Russia that he's used to wage war on Ukraine. So Biden has inadvertently, you know, wound up putting himself in a position, putting America in a position where we have subsidized Russia's war on Ukraine. Russia's economy doesn't work at the level that oil was when President Trump was in office. You know, it's a subsistence economy at that point. When you get oil prices the way they are now, I mean, frankly, the price increase that we've seen since Biden took office has more than paid for Russia's entire military budget. So you think of perspective, he has weakened us economically here in America. He's made us less competitive as a nation. And he's fueling the coffers of some of the worst dictators in the world. These are people that don't have our best interest at heart. That's what we've got going on here.
Yeah, and this is one of those tricky things, right? When we ascribe motive to it, I actually personally think that there's a measure of incompetence in the gas policy and in the energy policy of the administration. But there's also, I think there's at least elements of the administration that want us to have these high prices, and they want us to move away from the fossil fuel, and they're doing it at the expense of the American people and their wallets. And I mean, what do you think is the driving force in the Biden administration on that, on their energy policy?
Aaron, I think you've actually put your finger right on it. And I think Biden said it in a press conference from Asia. I'm going to read a direct quote from Biden because this just underscores all of it. He said, quote, "When it comes to the gas prices, we're going through an incredible transition that's taking place that, God willing, when it's over, we'll be stronger and the world will be stronger and less reliant on fossil fuels when this is over." I mean, he's acknowledging that he's going to, quote, put us through this transition to get us to a world where there's no fossil fuel. And the transition is so painful to people in Tennessee that have to drive to work. It's so painful to anybody that depends on good. It set off massive rounds of inflation. And this is a guy who's never had a job in the private sector. Joe Biden has worked in government his entire life.
Yeah.
On the radio, I mean, I've grown up in the private sector. We know what this impact is. Biden doesn't get it. The people that he's put in his administration, which are academics and, you know, political activists, they just don't get it. They're living in a bubble in Washington, New York City, the West Coast, and they actually want to see this, I think. They want to see massively high gas prices that force America off of fossil fuels, off of combustion engines, and into electronic vehicles that, A, don't exist yet, that are too expensive, and frankly, we don't have the infrastructure in place to support them. It's just so, that's the naivety part that you're talking about. That's the naive component. But again, there's a theology here at play that they're going to force us away from fossil fuels. And again, he's going over to beg other nations and other countries to pump, but he won't let us do it right here at home. This administration is using regulatory policy to kill the pipeline permits, to kill the refineries. He's just basically withdrawn permit waivers that President Trump issued back in 2018. He's withdrawn all of those. That's half the refineries in America. And he's imposed retroactive penalties, billions of dollars of penalties on these refineries that are going to force many of them out of business. That's his plan.
You know, I think they're going to get, my wonder I also have is, will the Biden administration change course at any point in time after they get shellacked, at the very least, in the U.S. House elections in November. I mean, because if we see $6 a gallon, there's no way there's not going to be a wave election for Republicans. And then, of course, in the Senate as well. I mean, the map is a little different for in the Senate. There's probably five or six competitive races, right? But do you see them learning any lessons if they do, for lack of a better phrase, get their rear ends whooped in November? Or are they just going to double down and continue with their bad policy on energy? And just, we're going to see right. $6 until, you know, we have a Republican president? Is there any hope?
Well, right now, Aaron, they're at the double down point. I think they're looking at the same polls we are. Biden's polls are in the tank. And if you look at it from a pollster's perspective, the map, you know, the map is more challenging in the Senate than it is in the House. You're exactly right. But the pollsters are saying that the environment has never been better for Republicans. I think it's going to be a massive wave, and you're going to see a turnover not only in the House but also in the Senate. That's going to make a difference. It's going to mean people like me with a business background are going to be in a position, finally, to actually hold this administration accountable, to haul these administrators in of these departments like the EPA, to haul in the Interior Department, to haul in the Energy Department, and really begin to put pressure and peel back what the Biden administration is doing. But they're doing as much as they can with executive orders. It's going to be continue to be very difficult. And again, as you look at what Biden is doing with our policies overseas and here, continuing to weaken us as a nation, making us less competitive, and again, harder for a family to put a meal on a table. That's something that we're going to have to fight back hard on. But again, the American public have had it. They're feeling this in their pocketbooks. They're feeling it in the kitchen table. And I think we're going to see a massive wave, as you described, come November.
The just as a note, I was driving to the station yesterday, and in the morning I decided to procrastinate. I said, I'll get gas later in the day. 6 hours later, it jumped up 26 cents. I mean, that's what we're dealing with. And that's in a part of Nashville. And I looked it up. It looked like
some 60 cents.
Yeah, go on.
The average price of gasoline in America was up 60 cents per gallon in 1 month alone this past month. It's just incredible what Biden has offset. He's trying to blame this on Vladimir Putin. You look at the charts, you look at the data. This was well underway before Vladimir Putin ever invaded Ukraine. This is Joe Biden's doing and nobody else's.
Yeah, we kind of hit our, you know, the peak under when Trump was president, like of the pandemic related side of it, right? Because it went up from, you know, $1.70 something to $2.10 or so, but then it just skyrocketed to the $4.89 or so it is today here, nationwide $4.93. Do you think the Democrat? I mean, this is kind of this question answers itself, but since I have you, I'm going to ask it. What kind of distractions do you think that the Democrats are going to try to throw against the wall, heading into the elections to attempt to distract people from the gas prices and the inflation situation?
We're about to see it unfold this week. They're going to launch their January 6th committee. Again, they keep looking back, fighting, you know, the previous administration. I think they believe that the way to victory for them, the only path they have, is to try to create some sort of emergency, some crisis of democracy. You know, they keep manufacturing crises after crises after crises. It hasn't worked. The American public is too smart for this. But I think they're going to spend a lot of time, and they've got a very, you know, a very compliant media that will support this. So it'll be, you know, again, it'll break out this week. It'll be all about January 6th, and, you know, everybody's complicit in this, and, you know, we've got to save democracy from you know, whomever the enemy is that they're trying to portray. But again, they're trying to get the media's attention off of the real fact that energy prices, inflation, are at the worst point most of us have seen in a lifetime, certainly most of the working population. They can't remember Jimmy Carter's days. And I think America saw what happened in Afghanistan as one of the greatest embarrassments of this nation that we've ever seen. People aren't going to forget that. They may be not talking about that every day. But when you look at what happened to us in Afghanistan, a global embarrassment, and then when you look at what keeps happening to us at our southern border, this is a national security crisis of epic proportions at our southern border that Joe Biden has precipitated. They continue to try to lie to the public. I can't tell you how many times I've seen Secretary Mayorkas of Homeland Security say something that's absolutely the opposite of the truth. It's like you're going back to some George Orwell novel. This is the world that they live in. And the media, again, have been compliant in many respects, but the American public can see through it when they see crime running rampant in the streets, when they see fentanyl deaths hitting people right, left, and center. Each month is worse than the month before in terms of the number of people that have overdosed and died from fentanyl and right at home in Tennessee. The American public see this. It's touching all of our lives.
Senator, you are a wealth of information, and of course, we always appreciate you. Real quick, which Twitter, Senator Haggerty at Twitter?
Haggerty.
Yeah.
Senator Haggerty on social media.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time, sir. I really appreciate it, as always.
All the best, Aaron. Thank you.
Appreciate it. This is Aaron Gulbertson in for Michael Patrick Leahy on the Tennessee Star Report. With Michael Patrick Leahy, we'll see you after the break. We got Crom Carmichael coming up next.